Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A community devastated. Authorities in Wisconsin working to figure out what led a 15-year-old student investigators have identified as Natalie Samantha Rupnow to open fire, killing a teacher and a fellow student in a study hall classroom with students from different grades.
There have been at least 50 cops.
The suspected shooter using a handgun, police say, injuring at least six others, dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
We heard them and then some people started crying. And then we just waited till the police came.
This is sad. We always heard and the news all over the place. But we didn't think one day that can happen to us here at ALCS.
The chaos unfolding just before 11 a.m. Monday. Authorities from across the state responding to Abundant Life Christian, a private K-12 school, after a second grader called 911.
Oh. Don't let that soak in for a minute. A second grade student called 911 at 10:57 a.m. to report a shooting at school.
This morning, investigators looking into social media accounts believed to be the shooters, showing signs of a gravitation towards potential neo-Nazi violence and engagement in forums venerating mass shooters. Posts just minutes before the shooting show a photo of a hand making an OK sign in a bathroom stall, sometimes used as a white power sign. Investigators searching the suspected shooter's home overnight, their parents cooperating and speaking with police.
How does any 15-year-old get a hold of a gun? We are certainly speaking and talking with the parents who are cooperating to determine if they were gun owners and if they had guns.
Second grader. All right, here are the numbers. Here are the numbers. This is like really crazy. So 83 school shootings this year so far. 83 school shootings. And if you think that's a big number, wait for this number. Do you know how many mass shootings there have been? 83 school shootings. Oh, yeah. Do you think that's all of the? No. 487 mass shootings in this country this year. Just this year. A second grader called 911 to report a school shooter. A second grader. How old is a second grader? Seven? Yeah, seven? Oh my God. So, all right. I have the manifesto. Why do they all do that? I don't know why. I'm not going to read it to you. There's really nothing in it that except for the fact that she's a girl. She's a girl, which doesn't fit the profile. 95 to 98% of all school shooters are male. And 52% of all school shooters are white males. So the idea that this is a female, white female school shooter is sort of odd. It's definitely an anomaly. It's not the typical, profile. But the manifesto is. It's full of grievance. It's full of hatred. It's actually called War Against Humanity is what it's called. And it's written by Samantha Rupnow. That is her name. She is 15 years old. Yesterday, they were reporting that the shooter was 17. The shooter is 15 and dead. 15 years old, dead. And she says in this manifesto that the way she got guns, was through lies, deception, and the stupidity of her father, who apparently, according to her in this manifesto, is a raging alcoholic. Her mother and her father have been divorced, remarried. There are other kids. She felt that she was the wrong child. She didn't feel that she was, belonging to that family in any way, shape, or form. She really, 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 really hates her father. She was in therapy. She said her therapist sucks. She described him as, being a fat loser and that he did not deserve to have the things he has. And she does actually idolize mass murderers. She actually has a list of them and praises them and thinks that they're, you know, doing the right thing because, in her opinion, humanity, and this is so sad that at 15 years old, this is the hill she died on, that humanity was scum and filth. And she repeats these two words over and over and over. I will say she does not write well. She writes like a 15-year-old who, you know, really, you know, needs help. It's desperate. It's sad. It's gut-wrenching. The idea that there is a photo on social media that's supposed to be her in the bathroom of the school ahead of the shooting. Now, she posted this manifesto just 7 minutes before the shooting. The way that we believe that the manifesto really is hers is she had a boyfriend, apparently, on WhatsApp. And they have been boyfriend and girlfriend, according to her, for 2 years, which would have made her 13 at the time of their great romance, except they never met each other. They never met. It's just an online thing. But he actually had the ability to open the link that was sent to him, and it was this manifesto from her. And she posted it online 7 minutes before she went into that school and started shooting. I just, something is so wrong in this country when the media doesn't even make a big deal out of it anymore. It's like somebody wrote today something about having to be a magical number. There has to be like a magical number of people that are killed in order to get our attention now, to pay attention to a mass shooting in a Christian freaking school called Abundant Life. Oh, no, it's not. It's not even close. I mean, just horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, it's because this country is treated to the moronic rantings of a man who is not all okay, you know, who's not all there, that we can't even focus on 15-year-olds going into their school and shooting their classmates. We can't even focus on the idea that we have such despair in this country, and that it's one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other of mass shooters who express to us in any way they can that the situation that they're in is, it just sucks. It's so bad that the only way out is to take your own life. But her conclusion was, she says she was always ready to kill herself, which is just gut-wrenching to read. That she was always ready to commit suicide. She was always ready to do it. But she thought that for the sake of evolution, she'd be better off taking other people out with her just to, you know, keep us from continually repeating the despair cycle, the hate cycle, the depression, the you know, lack of hope cycle. She depicts herself, I mean, obviously this is like deep, dark, dank depression, because she depicts herself as having to live in a hole, and she's done digging. She feels absolutely no joy at all. I mean, there's nothing in this long manifesto of hers that suggests that there's even the ability to feel or see or recognize in anything joy or happiness or you know, a sense of life. No, everything is dark. Everything is despair. Everything is sucks. Humanity sucks. People are sucky. You know, she actually, but then she does take a little leap into white supremacy. She does say one horrible thing about, as bad as her life is and as bad as humanity is and as bad and as ugly as the filth that she has to coexist with in this world, on this planet, she says, I'll just give you the abbreviated version, that being an N-word is worse. So that's where we are in American culture. That's where we are. And of course, last night on Twitter, which she references in here, that Twitter will prove how throwing stones from afar is just like the fun that people have in this world. That's their fun. And Twitter, she said, will prove that as being a fact. It's really sick. This is the world that we made for our, you know, for them to live in. This is it.